And now for our final interviews, we have Mo-chan, Dan, and I guess myself, because why not? I've been doing all of these interviews, so I might as well. All right, everyone introduce yourself.
I am Morgan, or best known as Mo-chan, and I play Roxas, and I live in New Jersey.
All right, my name is Dan, I'm 22 years old, I'm from Holland. As you have probably already figured out by now, I play Syax. My hobbies are kind of like dinners and long walks across the beach. No, but seriously, I do some voice acting from time to time as a hobby. I do a little bit of game development. I play board games whenever there's someone interested in a game of, say, Axis and Allies or Dune. I'm, by the way, a big fan of the Dune novels. I've got the whole series right here on my desk, and I've read them all a few times. It's really awesome. If you haven't read it, do it now.
Well, I'm Oren, and that's pretty much all you need to know. Next question. So, really, why are you still a member of Orglix after a whole year of this insanity?
I'm still a member of Orglix because of the insanity. I really honestly love the insanity because I've never been around people who are so into something where they make a radio play out of it. I'm just kidding, I have. just kidding. But actually, I really enjoy everyone. Like, we all mesh because of our insanity, and that's why I'm still a part of it, because the humor is just so much, and I've never, like, been around this type of humor before in a radio play or in anything, really, so it's really fun to be a part of.
Actually, I'm still a member because Oren keeps supplying me with scripts, and that's basically the reason. But really, Syax is just an awesome, awesome character. He's probably one of the least insane characters of the whole bunch, if you don't count Nominee, of course. He has this intense suffering he's going through, because he is surrounded by idiots. But instead of whining about it and going all emo, he just quietly pushes it back and just kind of lets it fester. And he's kind of like me in that way. When I'm faced with idiocy, I am very cynical and angry and grumpy, just like Syax is. And that's kind of what keeps me going this project. Plus, we've built up a bit of a fan base, and entertaining them is just awesome. It's really rewarding to read comments on released projects and see that people like the work that we do. Yeah, both in production as in post-production, it's just a lot of fun to do.
Since I created this place, I kind of have to stick around because it sucks me in. It's absolutely fascinating to have people actually say the stuff you write at 3 a.m. No, really, this is the best thing ever. It's just, it's good. It's really good here. Now, have you reached your moment of no return yet? What was it, or what do you think it will be?
My moment of no return? You know, not yet, actually. I don't think I've gotten there yet, honestly. Like, I haven't really done anything too crazy to be like, yep, there's no going back now, you know. I don't know, we've done some crazy stuff, but, not yet, Oren. You're not doing your job if I haven't gotten there yet. So come on, pick it up. Let's go. I want my moment of no return. Jeez. Oh, and honestly, I have no idea what it could be, because Oren throws things at me that I never even thought of, so, or could not think of because they're so crazy. So, yeah, I just need that one thing. You can do it, Oren. I believe.
The moment of no return. I'll define the moment of no return. I've actually had a horrible sense of humor years before I joined Orglix. And, you know, being supplied with these scripts doesn't really help me. This is the kind of insanity that's like a disease. It starts small in some obscure dark corner of your body, and no, Derek, not that dark corner. But you know, it's this disease slowly consumes you whole, and I don't think there actually is a moment of no return. I think that as time passes, you're just gonna have to fight very, 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 very hard to return to what people deem normal, between quotation marks. Then again, normal people take pot or LSD to, you know, attain the state we have naturally. So I think I'm pretty much satisfied. I don't even think I want to go back.
Well, of course, I haven't reached my moment of no return yet, so I don't think I have a moment of no return. I don't think it's possible, but I'd really like to find out. And if I do, it'll be here. What would you like to see in future scripts?
Let's see. Kind of things I want to see in future scripts. I want to see us expand a little bit more out into, like, just kind of alternate realities. Not, I mean, staying within the organization, but kind of, you know, like, Orglix goes on a picnic, you know, scripts like that. I really love scripts like that because they can just, insanity can ensue, and, you know, they're not in the castle or anything like that. I like where they're taken out of their normal atmosphere and, you know, thrown into a completely different one. So I definitely want to see more scripts like that. But honestly, as long as they're funny, you know, I honestly don't think that Orglix is there for the serious, you know, it's really there for the funny, and yeah, I want to keep it that way, and hope that the funny will continue for maybe another more year to come, and I know it will, because there are so many scripts in the works that, yeah, and ideas and stuff that will just never, it'll never end.
What more do I want out of Syax? Well, I think a little background would be nice, because we don't really know all that much about who Syax was before he was, you know, Syax. You know, and of course, more of the angry Syax we all know and love. And if you people out there, you listeners out there, wanted to, I suggest you all start spamming Orin, be it via email or via the forums. Oh, and please do forward me a carbon copy of the emails. Make my day.
Well, there's a lot I'm working on, and that's all I'm gonna say. Alright, well, thanks everybody. Thanks for stuff.